Welcome to our program of the Archie Hardy Ministries as we come today reminding you that souls are crying and men are dying. We must win the lost at any cost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and today's message, The Faith Jesus Marveled, is from a Sunday night inspirational exhortation that I ministered at Faith Tabernacle. It was one of those exciting deliveries when only the Holy Spirit knows what the message will be. The faith Jesus marveled is so simple but so dynamic that your faith can increase by hearing this anointed word. I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can order a CD of The Faith Jesus Marveled.
He said, it's really the Lord. But more than that, he said, and you are my God. Oh, you raised up from the dead just like you said. You are who you said you are. I always knew you were my Lord, but now I know you are my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, and this is the lesson that he wanted all of us to hear. Because you have seen, you believed. But blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. You see, God has given us our five physical senses in order for us to navigate in this world. In order for us to function in life, we need our five physical senses. And thank God. Thank God every day you got eyesight. Thank God every day you have hearing. Thank God every day that you have the ability to use your senses. Amen. But when it comes to believing for the supernatural and the miraculous, they are hindrances. That's when they can become a liability and not an asset. That's when they can hinder you, is because your senses are not able to grasp the supernatural. Your senses want the evidence, the proof that they can see and hear and feel and touch and taste and smell and so on. But the Bible says the definition of faith in Hebrews 11:1 is, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Amen? And that word substance there has, if you look it up, there's a lot of ways it is used in the Greek New Testament. And one of the ways it's used, which I personally like, is it is a foundation. It is the basis and foundation for something. And for me, faith is the foundation. It is the basis of everything I hope for, desire, seek, and ask God for. If I don't come on the foundation of faith, there's no sense in my even coming. It's the foundation of everything I hope for. And it is the evidence of things not seen. And that word evidence there means that it is the proof. It is the conviction. It is the assurance. They used it in the Greek world to refer to legal documents that prove something. Amen. And I want to tell you that faith is that deep-seated conviction, that assurance that you have. It's founded on that foundation of the bedrock of God's word, that though heaven and earth as we now know it may pass away, and we see the earth changing all the time, the earth is rocking and rolling, the seas are roaring, islands are being moved, places are being moved. I think they said Japan moved eastward so far. Parts of Japan no longer exist because the earth is changing and the heavens are changing. But the word of God lives and abides forevermore. And faith is that deep-seated conviction that you have down inside, that's on the foundation that God's word cannot lie. And that deep-seated conviction for you is proof enough. You don't have to see with your eyes. You don't have to hear with your ears. You just know deep down that God's word is true. That is what faith really is. But I want to tell you something, as great as faith is, like the centurion had, that he did not need any outward evidence. He did not need any proof. He was satisfied to believe that Jesus' word had authority and life in it. And faith is when that you can believe God without any outer evidence or proof. Because if you got the proof, then what are you sweating? You got it. But faith is to believe when you have it, but you don't see it. You don't hear it. But there is even a higher level of faith. There's a higher level of faith than that. You see, some people have Thomas faith. They believe because they can see or hear or feel. They have physical evidence, and so they believe. Amen? And then there are people that believe in the absence, of any kind of evidence. But there's a greater faith. And that is when there's not an absence of things, but there's a presence of that which is contrary. You see, if you feel something in your body, like you're getting healed, oh, I feel good. The pain's gone. I'm getting healed. Wow, I feel good. But when you have contrary symptoms, when you have contrary circumstances, when all around you everything is totally opposite to what you are believing and getting progressively worse, but you still don't cast away your faith. You still believe God. That's the highest degree of faith. That in the face of negative circumstances, in the face of everything going opposite to what you are believing, you refuse to cast away your confidence, but you stand firm and say, I don't understand, and I don't know how, I don't know when, but I believe God. He's going to do it. He's going to move for me. He's already moving. He's already working. He's already received my prayer. He's already answered my petition. It's already on the way. It's going to show up. It's going to come. Amen. I'm going to keep on believing God. And when you get weak and when you feel yourself overwhelmed by it, you run to the Word of God and you find that scripture and that word that has the authority of God in it, and it boosts you up. How many of you ever order anything online? How many order stuff off online? Okay, it's a lot of you. How many know that when you go on there and you order stuff online, they'll send you a confirmation email and they'll say, thank you for your order. And then maybe a day or two later, you'll get another email and say, your order has been shipped. Yeah. See, first, immediately, it tickles me. I'm still on the website. I ain't even got off yet. And I already hear, ding, ding, email. Thank you for your order. Thinking, gee, I didn't even finish, did I? Honestly. They're telling you an email that you thank you for your order, and you're still on there, not quite all you thought. You weren't even done yet. And then 2 days later or so, you'll get another email. Your order has been shipped. See, first it was received, but now it's shipped. Oh, it's on the way. And then they say, here is your tracking number. And there's a number about that big. But they say, you know what? You can track your order. I never tracked an order yet. Oh, but Benny does. Well, right now it's in the warehouse in Pennsylvania. And about 5 o'clock today, it should be down here somewhere in the warehouse in Baltimore, which means they should be delivering it today and the very latest tomorrow. He's always going online, tracking it, finding out where it is. You see, he believes that they have shipped that order. He believes it's shipped. And he wants to know where it is and when it's going to get here. And I just believe that it's coming and it'll get here when it gets here. And only if it's starting to get late and it's past a reasonable amount of time will I start thinking about tracking it and finding out where it is. I just assume it's coming. No, he wants to know. He gets on there and tracks it. And if you're one of those kind of people, then I can tell you the remedy is to get in the Word of God. You can track your answer. You can track your word. Just run, get the scriptures. Amen. If the devil says, my God, it's been a week already, don't you think that God should have moved by now? Run to the
word of the Lord that God has given you and find out. Say, I want to tell you, devil, it's on the way. It's right here. By his stripes, I am healed. I want to give you the tracking number. Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. 1 Peter 2, 24. Psalm 107, 20. He sent his word and healed me and delivered me from all my destruction. That's the tracking number you can tell the devil. Hallelujah. Because it's on the way. If you won't cast away your confidence, you shall receive. Hallelujah. Because you got all the faith that you need. You just got to get it in the word of God and not let anything deter you.
God has given you that kind of faith. But you've got to make sure that you place it in God's word. And how do you develop the faith that you have? Because you can develop it. Everything can be developed. Every spiritual asset, every spiritual gift, every spiritual fruit can be developed. Never think it's all done and perfect. As long as you're in this world, God will develop even more. Even more. The only thing that hinders how far we can be developed is how much we're willing to give over to God. How much are we willing to say, yes, Lord, amen, and spend time in his presence? Because that's where the majority of the development goes on, is in the presence of God. Jesus Christ is, according to Hebrews 12:2, the author and the finisher of our faith. How many believe that? If he's the author, he's the source, he's the originator. I can't think of another synonym to tell you. And the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. That means if he said that he, the author, I hope you see this, the author and the giver of faith, said that he marveled at the kind of faith the centurion had. We should pay attention to that. We should examine that kind of faith that the author and finisher of faith said, I marvel at that faith.
Amen. What an inspired word of the Lord. We have faith, and our faith is good enough to receive everything we need from God. Friend, you don't have bad faith or weak faith. God only gives good and perfect gifts. And the measure of faith he gave to you was good enough to save you, and it's good enough for everything else he has for you. But there is a faith that caused Jesus to marvel. He only marveled 2 times in his ministry. Once at the unbelief of Nazareth, his own hometown, and the other at the faith of a Roman centurion, someone you would not expect to exhibit such faith. How did a Gentile obtain this faith that caused Jesus to marvel and to say, I have never seen such faith in all of Israel? It had to do with his ability to recognize Jesus' authority, his authority over demons and sickness. In fact, he told Jesus, you don't have to come to where my sick servant lies. Just speak the word only, and he will be healed. If you felt the anointing on this word and it quickened your spirit, you need to get this message on CD and listen to it again. To order, send a love gift of $10 or more and request offer number SK152. That's S as in Sharon, K as in Knots, 152. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or go online to rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org, where you can also find many other messages in our e-store. Once again, send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Even if you don't wish to order, please write or go online and let us know how the radio ministry is blessing you. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.